Good evening and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Tuesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Tuesday, February 13th, 2007, about 1 minute past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org as well as www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Another day. And really strange thing. I mentioned that we might have a wintry mix here in northwest Arkansas. And I love it here. Don't get me wrong. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's just like any other place. You know, you got your small town sort of vibe going on, which is a cool thing. I certainly enjoy that. But you have big city elements. You know, there's really nothing. I'm not a hick. Thank you very much, Thomas. But there's, you know, it's a smaller town, which is kind of cool. It's got a good feel to it. But, you know, we have big city things available here, you know, so you don't have to drive, you know, 80 miles to the nearest supermarket or anything like that. Which, of course, it's the home of Walmart here. So there's a Walmart on virtually every corner. And they're like, oh, here's the super center and here's the neighborhood market. And they're just versions of the same thing, really. There's a whole bunch of Walmarts and everything else. So, yeah, it's a really nice area. There's a lot of politics and there's a lot of money in certain areas, and they certainly wield influence just like they do in any other town. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing, I guess, the same problems here as everywhere else. But it is beautiful and it is the mountains, and we do like it. And then days like today roll around. So we didn't get a wintry mix last night. It may be a tad bit of some light rainfall, but nothing really substantial. I got up today, and it's pretty much been snowing since this morning. Now, it's not sticking anywhere. It's not doing anything. The ground isn't even wet. It's just falling out of the sky for no apparent reason. So go figure. I don't know. It's just a strange, strange thing. But I'm not here to talk about the weather. Just kind of giving you a little insight into what's happening here. And in the news cycles, obviously, you probably have seen some very significant things about Iran, very significant things about other things. The news cycle has just exploded on a variety of different levels, and we will get into that sometime this evening, I would imagine. Also, we have our guest joining us this evening. I'm excited to be chatting with him once again. He is the host of a program that you probably have heard of before. It's called The Hour of the Time. And Doyle Shamley was the co-host with one William Cooper. And, of course, when Bill died, or was murdered, if you prefer, Doyle took over the hosting duties and is still going strong. But anyway, there's a documentary out now about Bill Cooper, and it's really a fantastic film. It's about an hour and a half in length, and you can see this at www.hourofthetime.com. All that information should be on our website, and you can just conveniently click right on over. And that's, of course, franklyspeakingradio.com. And our phone number this evening, because surely you'll have questions and comments, things you want to weigh in on, feel free to do so. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. All of that you know. If you've been watching the news, the mainstream 24-hour news broadcast as of late, you probably have noticed a plethora of news stories about Anna Nicole Smith. And it continues on. I mean, it's certainly providing a great distraction from legitimate news. And they love this sort of thing. But I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if she was killed. But anyway, that's a story for another time. We're still digging up some things on that and working on it. We'll see where it goes. But anyway, folks, please stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. It's Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, airing planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And what can I say, folks? I had first come across our guest this evening, probably well over a year ago. And I'd heard some things about this broadcast, obviously, prior to that. Not a whole lot, though, and I'll tell you why. It was really interesting. My whole awakening process, and a lot of people would probably understand this because we've all sort of come to our own realizations in our own time. But, you know, I haven't been, I guess, quote-unquote, awake and aware for all that long. And I remember years ago somebody telling me about a guy named Bill Cooper, and I said, really, that's interesting. And then they had let me borrow the book, and then I think they gave it to me for like a day, and then they're like, do you got my book back? So, you know, I was like, wow, you're really, you got to have this book in your hands, don't you? And I can't let it out of my hands. So anyway, I gave it back and never got a chance to read it. And of course, over time, I had learned about a guy by the name of William Cooper. I learned about a program called The Hour of the Time. And, of course, I had the pleasure, honor, and privilege of meeting this man, our guest this evening. He's the host of Hour of the Time. You can go to the website, and I encourage you to do so. www.hourofthetime.com. Please welcome to the program Doyle Shamley. Doyle, thanks for your time.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well, my friend. I appreciate you being here tonight. Thank you for that.
Hey, no, thank you. It's always a fun to be on the air with you.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way. You know, I got the DVD that you guys generously sent over. It's called The Hour of Our Time, The Legacy of William Cooper. This is really a fine piece of work. I mean, I think, anyway. I mean, obviously, most of this stuff, aside from our conversations, is relatively new to me. I mean, a lot of people maybe know some of this stuff, but I doubt they know the story as you know it and the story as it's portrayed in this DVD.
Yeah, we put a lot of work into it and a lot of time, and you know, much of the credit for that video goes just as well to Rob, the co-host and webmaster out of Canada.
Yeah.
And the producer himself did tons of research on it, not just interviewing me.
Mm-hmm.
He went all around and spent 3 years on it, James, mm-hmm. and Ether Filmworks out of New York. And he's done a wonderful job, and it is really a very telling story. If someone wants to know what happened, what was behind the scenes, this is the documentary.
Yeah, I would have to say that, too. It's absolutely definitive, and really, you're right. I mean, you can tell that there was a good amount of time and effort that went into this, because when you look at somebody like Bill, from what I know of him, which, you know, it certainly pales in comparison to what you know, but from what I know of him, I mean, the guy was always giving speaking engagements. He was always doing radio programs and probably doing interviews as well. He was producing, you know, obviously the shows with you guys, and he was writing a lot, quite prolifically writing. So there was a lot of resources to pour through, I would imagine, in the course of making the film. So really, it's fantastic. It's just such a captivating story. And you were there, man. You were there. You were part of the whole thing. Let's talk about that. How did you first meet Bill?
Well, it was actually in the mid-90s. I had luckily had my awakening at a very young age with None Dare Call It Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And then many moons later, I joined the military. And in the military, when I got to be a platoon sergeant, I was holding classes with the younger GIs in the barracks,
mm-hmm.
on the New World Order and Federal Reserve, to the point of getting cornered and harassed by several field grade officers,
yeah.
Of being subversive, they accused me of. Well, once they start looking at the material, pretty soon a lot of them were attending our classes at night on base.
Wow.
And I started sharing research because I had a massive library collection of research books going back into the clear back into the 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Bill were sharing stuff back and forth on different topics, Bohemian Grove and various things and secret societies. And then I started working with them behind the scenes in that manner. And then I started hosting them in speaking engagements around California.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just decided that time was coming for me to be full-time, like, with him at the studio and home. And at the same time, the military was about completely in shambles with the cutbacks and bureaucracy under Clinton. So I left and moved to Eager and to Bill's home in 1998 and then began full-time with him, regular eight-hour-a-day job doing all this, the research and the radio show. And as you say, there's a lot that goes into it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unless you're just, you know, if you're just going to take the BS that gets forwarded on the Internet,
mm-hmm.
and talk about it for 3 or 4 hours, then, yeah, anybody can have a radio show. And that's the case out there.
Yeah, it is.
In a lot of cases. But it's thoroughly researched. We always dared people, go try to prove us wrong.
Yeah.
And I still do that every day, because all you're going to do is verify our research on Hour of the Time when you go try to prove us wrong, because you're going to find out all those bill numbers and dates and places and names are correct.
Yeah, and that's the thing that really has impressed me about you and the time that I've known you and all the conversations we've had. And obviously it was something that Bill stressed a lot as well in his broadcasts and in his writings, was, you know, challenging people. And I think that's the right way to take it, because just like anything else, you know, a child, you can tell a child, you know, hey, don't put your hand on the hot stove. But I guarantee you the first time they do it, that lesson is learned. It is carved in stone as opposed to just words. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And people have to discover the truth for themselves. And yeah, it's painful. And you know, maybe it's something they don't want to face up to. But the point is that now at least when they hear a show like yours or hopefully this one, they know at least that there is a truth out there. And if they choose to ignore it, well, they still have made a choice.
Yeah, and you know, and hopefully they won't pay too badly down the road. A lot of people are going to suffer greatly.
Yeah.
And it's not coming very far away when there's going to be a very big fissure in this country between those who chose to follow and find out and do the research and find out what's really going on and those who just wanted to listen to some talk radio shows to eat up 4 or 5 hours of their day and for entertainment purposes only. And unfortunately, a lot of people are going to get hurt because of the disc jockeys out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, people like you, and there's a lot of others, too. But your show and ours, the Hour of the Time, we strive to stick to the facts and support it and document it. And that's really the way to go. All the frill and stuff doesn't mean nothing when push comes to shove.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. people have either... And I don't know. I think that there's a certain amount of conditioning that goes on in all things. Anything that becomes a repetition or a pattern in your mind is basically, it's a certain type of conditioning. It could be anything. Maybe you're used to eating lunch at the same time every day. You're used to visiting the bathroom at the same time every day. All of these things are just conditioning. They become repetition. They become, you know, the way that you're accustomed to things going. And the problem is that, you know, there are some shows out there that would encourage people such as yourself to discover their own research, to do it, find their own truths and pursue them. And then there are some who condition people to become followers, I think. And even if it's followers of the quote unquote truth, or it's the mainstream style of radio that's completely and totally controlled in every capacity content wise. I mean, I've seen the contracts. I know very well how those things work. I've, you know, been in the sort of mainstream commercial side of radio for 14 years now. And like I said, I've seen the contracts. I know the creative control that they exercise, and I know that I've been fired from all of them. So I know very well how they work. And the problem is that people have either been conditioned to become independent and strong, stand on their own 2 feet, or they've been conditioned to become a follower. And I think that in those times that you're speaking of there, these terrible times to come, you might find out too late that you've been conditioned only to be a follower. You've been conditioned only to absorb information, not to apply it, not to practice it, not to do anything with it, but rather, as you said, to sit there and be entertained. And if that's the case, that's a bad situation to be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ditto heads of the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe that anybody would have been proud, I don't care what Rush Limbaugh was, to have called themselves a ditto head, to admit that you can't think for yourself.
Isn't that amazing? And he loves that.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's a megalomaniac and a dope addict, so what do you expect?
Not much.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. It's amazing. They're like, hey, I have no capacity for independent thought. All right, welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
you're the target demographic.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad state of affairs. One of the things that, and we're coming up on a break here, Doyle, so I'll tell you what, why don't we do this instead of me, you know, throwing a question that we won't have time to answer. Why don't you tell us about the website and what people can find there, what can they purchase, and so on and so forth. How can they support your broadcast?
Well, the website, again, is hourofthetime.com, and you'll see there we've got a much more streamlined website now. All the thousands of old research articles are still there on the old website. You just click old
okay.
website.
Okay.
To streamline the main one, it's got our podcast so that a person working an odd shift, maybe that can't hear our show live every night, can go later, 12 hours later, whatever, and listen to it. And we have our shopping cart, and it's our complete online catalog with all of our emergency gear, our broadcast, our DVDs, because we have no commercials. I get to do the whole show myself the way I want to, and I like it, but we are listener supported.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic stuff, my friend. Let me hold you over here. We do have commercials, and this one will take about 3 minutes, folks, and we're back with our special guest, Doyle Shamley, host of Hour of the Time, and, of course, More Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Our special guest this evening is Doyle Shamley. He is the host of the program Hour of the Time, the website hourofthetime.com. Doyle, welcome back, sir.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you very much. Again, I really appreciate it. You know, so I'm watching this DVD, and like I had said, I'd heard of Bill Cooper before, but I didn't really have my awakening until... You know, probably 2001, as far as wide awake, you know, the giant splash of cold water after September 11th. But, you know, I imagine just like anybody else, it's sort of a gradual process, ideally. But, you know, certainly I was all the way awake at that point. And of course, Bill died in 2001. One of the things that I didn't know really too much about was the fact that Bill had sort of come out with a lot of extremely, probably the first person, I guess, with this extremely credible information about extraterrestrials and flying saucers and things like that. He had seen them. He had seen all the documentation and naval intelligence. And he was probably also the first one to sort of say, you know what, I've come to new realizations about this, and I'm leaving all this behind because this is just government technology that we have.
Yes, He had for years been one of the main speakers out there years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of the old publications and books still.
Wow.
On the UFO thing, and he realized one day through his research and the very documents that he had got to see in Naval Intelligence that much of it was out there on purpose. When he dug deeper and deeper with people that he was around at these MUFONs, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
He discovered that many of them were on the payroll federal agents.
Wow. And he exposed them.
Yeah, and exposed them. And many of the documents that have been floating around out there for oh so long about various big incidences or locations and places were simply put out there to keep people astray, much like a lot of what's going on with 9/11 now.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of people occupied in the wrong areas, and knowing that they're not going to ever get to the bottom of it,
mm-hmm.
just like the UFO thing. And much of 9/11 has turned into that, but it keeps people off of what's going on every day, losing their freedoms and their constitutional republic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, in my mind, it's far more important and far more relevant to say that this is technology that we possess, and obviously this technology could be used against us in some capacity, because who knows what's happening, who knows what they've got, and why they're doing the things that they're doing. I mean, if they're setting this up to hoax it, you know, in some capacity, it's certainly been a very, very slow-moving hoax. It's moving glacially. But the point is that, you know, Bill comes out and exposes all this, as you had mentioned, and for some reason people refuse, and you've seen this probably thousands, maybe more than that over the years, thousands of times, where people pass up the, I guess, the more reasonable, albeit more painful truth in favor of something that's perhaps a little more palatable to what their expectations are. For example, people would prefer to believe that there's some great benevolent extraterrestrial race who's going to come down here and save us and fix all of our problems for us, instead of believing that that's maybe not the case.
Yeah, and you know, it's the Jerry Springer effect out there.
Mm, yeah.
And it goes across a lot of talk shows, a lot of TV shows, a lot of publications. People will bite into the hype.
Mm-hmm.
If you scream and yell and act stupid on the air, whatever format it is, people will follow you blindly like sheep to the slaughter.
Mm.
And you know what's funny is those same people who will argue with you can't accept that it's something simpler. The ufologist, as Bill coined the term, ufologist,
yeah.
You know, they'll say that there has to be these higher beings. Yet in studies done around the world by psychologists and plain old just statistical statisticians,
mm-hmm.
on these same people that are big in the movement, they'll tell you that, oh, well, there has to be a higher being out there that did all this and does all these glowing lights. And the same people, though, most of the time do not believe in God.
Mm, right.
Saying that there can't be an almighty God. Well, why can't there be an almighty God, yet there can be higher beings over here that know more and can do more than all humans?
Amen.
See, it's a total contradiction.
It is.
If there's something goofy flying around in space coming around, I would have to lean more towards that being some kind of demonic force.
That's my assessment as well.
Yeah, than mm-hmm. little green men. The yeah. technology on Earth has been seen and documented plenty of times, and anything that we know about, you've got to pretty much figure that the U.S. government at the lead of the pack, you know, is 40 to 50 years ahead of what we know about.
And that should put everything into true context, given the fact that we've only had flight, you know, for a little bit over 100 years now. So, you know, considering we've got space shuttles and whatnot, contextualize 50 years worth of technology, and you could say, well, gosh, where we are now is just exponentially further than what they're admitting to, of course. Doyle, let me ask you to hang on, folks. Another quick break. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. It's Tuesday evening, and you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back. Our special guest this evening is the host of the show, The Hour of the Time. His website, www.hourofthetime.com. And remember, you can click there on the old website and get access to all of the resource materials that have been archived there for quite a while. Please welcome the host of the show, Doyle Shamley. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, How's it going?
It's going, my friend. I'm glad you're here. There's obviously quite a bit of material that we could talk about here. One of the things I did want to cover briefly was something that I know was a passion of Bill Cooper's, subject to this new documentary, which everyone should have. And also, I'm sure a passion of yours as well, just based on our conversations. And that is the influence of the secret societies on our government and on the governments of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that people need to realize. They need to delve into it. And certainly I think it's a priority.
Yeah. And you know, Bill could be stated as probably not only the first to really expose it, but probably the man who exposed it the most. And our archives are, if you could see our research library of 15,000 plus volumes, you'd be just mind boggled with the secret society and the hidden school research that we have, their own text, again, going back into the 1700s. And the influence they play behind the scenes, the shadow government, if you will, is very powerful.
Yeah,
and Rob has carried on much of that research in his corporate symbology exposés, which we officially, after the broadcast, that is, officially debuted at our last research conference at the end of last year.
Mm, okay.
And he's bringing that out in a professional DVD release shortly.
Wonderful.
And showing you all the ties, the influence secret societies have in all levels of life just through corporate symbols.
Yeah, the logo, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen them everywhere.
Yeah, and they do play a powerful role. And the thing that I worry about the study of that, though, is that there have been people, and I've got to meet and talk to at length, like Jordan Maxwell, who was with Bill in the Mystery Babylon series, probably mm-hmm. the preeminent series of all time
mm-hmm.
on secret societies. It's 43 hours long.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and sometimes, though, you can get so deep in that research that you can actually end up buried in one little corner, and all around you the world's still going by and the government's still grabbing your rights left and right.
Yes.
It's easy to get trapped in there because it's so deceptive. You spend so much time getting through the facades and the webs and the networks to try to get down to the bottom that then you're sent another direction
mm-hmm.
that you can really get bogged down.
Yes.
It doesn't detract from its worth of study. I just, you know, kind of forewarning people, don't mm-hmm. get so wrapped up in trying to figure out who the Committee of 300 is
mm-hmm.
by name and address and email and phone number.
Yes.
That the whole while your neighbors are getting hauled off to death camps.
Excellent point, my friend, and I agree with that. And I know that there are some shows out there that really just have sort of a narrow focus. We try to have a broad focus on this program. I know you do as well, because you know we have to look at everything. And in order to do that, we have to be versatile. We have to be diverse as far as what we're exploring and what we're talking about and the people we have on the show as well. But you're right. I mean, hey, if you're looking to specialize, by all means, jump in with both feet. But if you're trying to get a good understanding of the overall picture, I think that, you know, an examination is absolutely vital, but certainly total and full immersion will take you out of the fight to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it has many good, prominent people. You know, it really has. And a lot of the publications and shows that used to be out there that were so good in the Patriot days of old, if you will, you know, the early 90s, the mid-80s, and believe it or not, it didn't all start 9/11 like most people like to think.
Right.
There was a ton of us doing this stuff years ago, and there was some wonderful researchers and some wonderful broadcasters and authors, and many of them got bogged down. Mm-hmm. And now they're gone by the wayside, and unfortunately with that, they took all the wonderful areas they had to contribute to the people of the country. You know, there, Jordan, an expert, preeminent on symbology.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I've interviewed him before.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people out there that used to be so much on the forefront, and they ended up chasing colloidal silver, you know, into the eons until they're now that's they're so wrapped up in that, that's all they know, and you don't hear about them anymore. And these are real things, you know, that I've talked that I'm mentioning, and,
sure.
or they've chased the IRS issue to the umpteenth degree. Well, there's only a certain extent to which you can memorize everything in United States Code 26, and not get bogged down.
Yes,
and let everything else just come blowing by you, and before you know it, you're at the back of the pack and you're getting stepped on.
Yes.
And that's the unfortunate thing with this. There's so much deception in this world that you can't tackle it all. But everybody, all good people out there, and I believe most people have an innate ability or desire to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do.
Sure.
And in that, everybody can do something, though. And so the bigger problem out there, the biggest problem is people sitting back. Well, I don't have time. It's not convenient. It's not economically viable. Somebody else will take care of it for me. That's the biggest problem out there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I always say, fine, when you've got a whole pocket full of convenience or time or everything that the excuses that are brought up, try to buy your way out of a concentration camp with that pocket full of convenience. I mean,
yeah.
People need to get with it, get involved, and everybody's capable of doing some aspect, some good thing, and that's what they need to do.
Yeah, I agree, and that's what I tell people all the time is that, you know, for the most part, some people are the kind of folks who like to go out and you know, wave picket signs and, you know, things like that. I'm not of that mindset myself. I don't know. I guess I haven't felt that it's ever done me any good. I don't feel like I've never accomplished anything by doing that, so I don't do that. But you know, for somebody else, maybe that's something they're passionate about, and God bless them, but do something. Do something with your time.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, find three youth in your neighborhood that are misguided and start teaching them skills, whatever it is, so that they don't just become a robot in the federal system and get the mindset that everybody owes them, the government's there to take care of them, and they don't have to think on their own. Do something. Get involved. Start a militia. Join a militia. Whatever. But get involved, because that's where we're losing the battle. I'm telling you right now that the talk shows out there and the movement in general is way more behind than it was 20 years ago. Way farther behind. We're losing ground in many areas and fronts because people have turned into this thing where, oh, it's going to be a source of entertainment. It's just going to be a routine, like you mentioned earlier, and I'm going to listen to it for 4 hours and then bellyache at break time with a few fellow coworkers who saw the same episode on TV or heard the same broadcast and bitch and bellyache, and then they're going to go back to work when the whistle blows and then go home and watch it all over again, whether that be CSI or some given radio show, and not do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big thing in this country, why we're losing. The Freedom and Patriot Movement is way behind compared to what it was 20 years ago.
And that's actually very interesting, because I wanted to ask you about that, about sort of you know, Americans, are they more or less awake now than they were 10 years ago, or more or less complacent? Because it seems to me that while we do have quite a few people waking up, I mean, you look at the series of events, certainly, that has taken place. You've got, and of course, the subject that we're discussing tonight, the murder of William Cooper. We've got, of course, Oklahoma City. You've got this push against patriots, against militias, and anything affiliated with that in any capacity. September 11th, and it just goes on and on. I think that a lot of people are afraid.
Well, they are. And you know, I just, anymore, having been involved and gone toe-to-toe with FBI agents and federal marshals with guns pointed at me, and fought the fight so long and followed home and harassed and photos taken at me, I don't give a damn what those Luciferians want to do. What's right is right, And if you're going to sit back as a coward, you know what? That's exactly what's going to happen when they come with that knock on the door at 3 a.m. All the boasting I hear from so many big patriots that, well, I'm going to fight back. I'm going to fight the U.N. And they're such damn cowards that they won't even fight the local video rental place over giving them a Social Security number to get a rental card. They're not going to fight anything. They're going to be scared sheeple. And it's time to get out of that mindset. This nation has turned into a nation of cowards.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we've turned into a world of codependence for the most part. We've got everybody here in this country, and certainly I think it applies around the world, in a situation where, you know, they've become accustomed to a certain amount of handouts. And, you know, that's obviously something you guys have discussed, which is people basically forfeiting their freedoms in exchange for, you know, well, really, you know, if you're going to sell out, you know, sell out big. But for the most part, most people have sold out for relatively nothing.
They have, and for petty reasons and excuses.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing, again, it's not convenient. I don't have the time. But, you know, those same people that tell me that crap and they email all the time, you know, I get inundated, I'm sure as you do, with emails. And I was just talking to Rob about it this morning. By barely past dawn this morning, literally, I already had a full inbox again. And I was telling Rob, not one person said, hey, I've got this research paper I wrote on such and such flu and how to cure with herbs or whatever. Every single email was, can you send me this broadcast for free? Can you tell me the answer to this? It's unbelievable that how many people have gotten used to that welfare mentality. And we all owe it to them, or they should just come to us. We're supposed to do all the work. You're supposed to do all the work. And they're just supposed to sit back and feed off of us and still do nothing with it.
Well, that leads me to another interesting point, something I wasn't aware of, that you guys had started this sort of information gathering network. And at one time, I believe it was said in the film, it was the largest civilian-based intelligence organization on the planet. What exactly became of that, and is that something that people should strive for again?
Well, yes, there was two distinct organizations, and CAGI is the one I think you're referring to, the
yes.
Citizens Agency for Joint
mm-hmm.
Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Much of that had to be disbanded because what happened is several people out there became scared, just like when the conference was getting held in Oklahoma City itself and the bombing took place. You talk about an attendance killer. That happened. And, you know, it's so funny because people generate these excuses to justify their fear in their mind so that they don't have to admit that they're just scared. You'd be better off just admitting you're scared, facing that fact and overcoming your fear and being a proactive solution to saving our constitutional republic. Well, much of the CAGI service did that. There was a lot. I've had it happen, and it still happens on a daily basis, the harassment from agencies. It doesn't stop me from saying or doing a damn thing, and I'm not going to stop. People let it stop them. They got that fear into them. And many of them compromised local area intelligence groups that worked around them. And so it became a point to where it was advisable and announced at the conference that it's getting disbanded. And that was the CAGI. And there's also the intelligence service. We have huge facets of that still in damn near every country on Earth. And I get that information coming into me daily, and we use it.
Mm-hmm.
And we store it. It comes in the form of letters, a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not said over the phone.
Yes.
And a lot of it in emails, just because they can send larger quantities a lot quicker than snail mail. But we have a very effective system of intelligence gathering. Actually, the one that would be now the largest, technically largest civilian intelligence agency, would really be G. Gordon Liddy and those guys.
I see.
But you know they've got the backing officially too, so that helps.
Yeah.
When you come from the intelligence service and you really haven't ever stepped out of it, you may have taken a fall for your buddy and spent a few years in the, you know, in the pokey.
Yeah.
But when you've never really left it, it's real easy for you to amass people, but it doesn't make their information near as valid or more valid just because they maybe have a larger gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I hear these things about, oh, so-and-so's on the air, you know, 5 hours a day and he's doing this, or he's on 50 networks, you know, it really doesn't mean anything if the information isn't valid.
Right.
And if he's got this many listeners, if it's not listeners out proactively doing something, I don't care who's got the biggest flock of sheep. I don't want to deal with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can certainly agree with you there. And that's something I've said, is that if you're looking for a leader, you're not going to find one here with me, because I'm extraordinarily unqualified and uninterested in the job. And people need to, I think, be a collection of strong individuals, far more effective than a group of followers, honestly, that can easily be corrupted simply through the infection of one leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just seems common sense to me. Let me hold you over here, my friend. Folks, quick break. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
I
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to the fastest 4 hours of talk radio, Frankly Speaking Radio, already at the end of hour number one. And let me remind you, of course, this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only the natural state can offer you. Howard Creek Resort is a perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And our phone number, which you should know by now, I think I've said it often enough, 800-313-9443. And we're chatting, of course, with the host of the program, Hour of the Time, Doyle Shamley. Welcome back, sir.
All righty. Good being here, Frank.
Yeah, man, I'm really enjoying it, and I've learned a lot from the DVD. I've learned a lot from knowing you just in the past year. It's really been quite an eye-opener for me. One of the things I did not know before I'd watched the film was that basically on the Hour of the Time, Bill had called September 11th, two months, three months prior?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. June of 2001.
Yeah. And in fact, a DVD that we have, which was it was a one-hour television show called Dimensions and Parapsychology, and it was out of the East Coast. He was interviewed, and we have that DVD. Well, you know, hence at the time it wasn't DVD, but we transferred it. That's available on our website. And there, in 1991, he predicted that in 10 years, in the fall, right before the holidays, there would be a major attack on U.S. soil. And he even said many times over the years from 1991 that it would be in New York.
Wow.
So, I mean, he dang near pegged it in 1991.
Wow.
But, yes, he did. He broadcast it. We have those broadcasts available for donations, just like the DVDs and everything, mm-hmm. on our website, because we are listener-supported. And we, you know, talking about the DVD, and we talk about the mysteries that you and I and he especially the years tried to uncover, whether that be the actual mystery schools or just the mysteries of some tax code or something. Well, the one thing I failed to mention, my apology goes out, is to Sam. Now, that wonderful artwork you see on the disc and the DVD cover was done by Sam out of the United Kingdom, one of our people that's in another country.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And that art on that cover, the more you study it, there's people who got their DVDs last November at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. The official release was on the anniversary of his murder, November 6th. And they're just now emailing me. There's stuff hidden all over that cover.
Yeah.
And, in fact, there's little UFOs hidden up on purpose on the front, way
oh, wow.
in the shadows.
Yeah.
There's stuff hidden all over. And, I failed to mention him with James of Ether Filmworks and, of course, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
That he was, you know, the first thing you see is the cover, and he deserves credit, too.
It is beautiful. It is true art. I agree with you there. It's fantastic. Yeah, I'm seeing these things now that you mentioned to look for them.
Yeah, you tilt the cover and get it right in the light. There's stuff hidden all over that thing.
Wow,
but
that's fantastic.
He's a wonderful guy, too. And, you know, I really suggest people get the DVD, and it's mm-hmm. not just because we need more funding. I mean, that's always the case, but the real reason is because there has been so much BS out there about Bill and what happened that day of November 6th.
Yes.
And this is the authorized official story.
Let me hold you over here, my friend. Folks, we have to pause here for a brief station identification for our affiliates, but we shall return in about 90 seconds with hour number two of Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, Doyle Shamley. And again, you can go to his website, hourofthetime.com, linked up through our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Please stay with us. The Bill